Docker MCP, how GPT agents now use Slack, GitHub, Stripe, and more. So here's the story I want to tell you, darling. It's about how models like GPT and Claude stopped just talking and started actually doing things. Think of it as them getting hands. By hands, I mean agents. Little helper programs that let the model reach out and trigger real-world tools. For example, send a message in Slack, check a payment in Stripe, or open a pull request on GitHub. No magic involved. Just MCP, an open standard called the Model Context Protocol. It hands language models one consistent, secure way to talk to outside tools. APIs, databases, cloud services, all of it. The challenge, why this was hard. Getting here wasn't easy though, so let me walk you through what made it such a pain originally, how the whole thing works now, and where Docker comes in to keep everything tidy, isolated, and easy to ship. Here's the thing, AI has always been a brilliant advisor. It writes code, it hunts down bugs, it'll even whip up a poem when you're having a rough day, Queen. It would just blink at you and go, ah, I'd love to, but I'm just a language model. And honestly, fair, it's smart. It just couldn't act on its own. The brain was all there. Logic, knowledge, reasoning that actually made sense. Actually taking action, though, never made it into the job description. A, hands for models. To close that gap, developers started handing models a way to act. They wired them up to small helper services called agents. In MCP, we call these MCP servers. And the app that connects the model to those servers? That's the host. How it works? Step by step. 1. 2. The host takes that request and passes it to the right MCP server. 3. The MCP server performs the action, sends the message, makes the API call, whatever. 4. The host takes the result and gives it back to the model, so it can finish its reply. Simple. The brain thinks, the hands act, and MCP is the cable running between them. The catch. Why it was a headache. For the longest time, setting all this up was painful. On paper, gorgeous. In real life, a full hacker quest, sis. You had to spin up MCP servers manually. Each agent dragged in its own messy stack. Python, Node, Chromium, Conflict City. API keys? Sitting there in raw JSON. Easy to use, terrifying to babysit. And running two or three agents at once. Oh, brace yourself. All you wanted was to check a Stripe payment. Suddenly, you're knee-deep in DIY DevOps, and that's where Docker comes in. It made launching MCP agents simple, consistent, and actually reliable. Picture it. Your AI finally gets hands, but you really don't want those hands rummaging around your system. Docker hands them gloves, clean, contained, safe. The model still gets to act freely. The boundaries just don't move. Each agent runs in its own container. It only sees what you allow. No mess in your system, no library conflicts, and no, whoops, I just deleted my desktop. So what's changed? Docker now ships with the MCP toolkit, and with it comes an official catalog of over 100 ready-to-go agents. Open Docker desktop, click into the MCP toolkit tab, and there they are, ready to go. Go browse the full Docker MCP toolkit and poke around the MCP servers on Docker Hub. That's over 100 officially supported tools you can launch in seconds. What happens when you use an agent? 1. You pick an agent image, let's say GitHub 2. Docker spins up a container 3. The agent starts listening for commands from the model. That's the whole thing. No console gymnastics, code cuties, solving the duplicated agent problem. Back in the day, running multiple apps was rough. Claude, VS Code, whatever you had open, none of them knew the agent was already running. So each one fired up its own copy, which got messy. Two containers doing the same job, two access tokens, two network connections, and a whole pile of wasted resources. Clunky, risky, pointless, really. Now, one agent, one container. Tons of clients can connect to that single one. No duplication, no conflicts. Nothing extra dragging along. But is it safe? Yes, here's why. Agents live inside isolated Docker containers. Every container gives you a clean, controlled little environment. The agent only sees what you choose to share with it. Folders, environment variables, network access. Isolation is the default, not something you opt into. Docker draws a hard boundary around your agent, so a mistake or a bug or even a compromised tool can't wander into your system. That said, like with any software, it pays to peek under the hood and see what it's actually doing. Stick with well-maintained agents, follow the usual best practices, and you'll be just fine. And yes, like any powerful tool, you can switch the safety off if you really want to. Add privileged or mount the Docker socket, and that boundary is gone. But leave the defaults alone, and Docker handles the hard parts for you. Who is this for? You're already on GPT, Claude, or Copilot, and you want them to actually do stuff, not just write about it. You're in DevOps, and you're sick of scripting the same tools again and again. You're a product person, and you want AI wired into Jira, GitHub, Stripe, or whatever, in 10 minutes flat. What you actually get? An agent up and running in a couple of minutes. Isolation and safety baked right in. And when you want to scale up, just add more agents. That's it. That's the whole trick. Thanks for reading. Be sure to watch the video version for extra insights and helpful visuals.